Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Rejoice
and be glad in it. We are excited about what God is about to do. We always excited about the word of God. But the word of God say to study and should have self approved unto God, a workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said that we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. So today we're getting to have a breakthrough. We're getting ready to go and walk through the word of God. And we have an exciting topic for you. It will be a great interest. So therefore, why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the crossroad, that the breakthrough broadcast is on the air. At this time, we want to let you know what our topic is going to be, and then we're going to go into a moment of prayer. The topic for this breakthrough broadcast is Christ's Everlasting Kingdom. Christ's Everlasting Kingdom. And our study text is taken from Daniel, the second chapter, 26 through the 45th verse. 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, 10 through the 12th, and Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the 28th verse. The key verse today is taken from Luke, 1 chapter, 32nd, and the 33rd verse. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Oh, that is awesome. Our panelists are also with us today. We'd like to praise God and thank God for Dr. June Normill. Dr. Normill today going to be discussing the Nebuchadnezzar dream. And that will be coming from Daniel, the second chapter, 26th through the 35th verse. Now, you have time to get your Bible if you wish, that you can follow through with us as we take a walk through the Word. And our next subtopic is Rise and Fall of Kingdoms. Pastor Francina Shank is going to take us through Daniel, the second chapter, 36 and the 43rd verse. And, of course, our last subtopic will be Christ's Enduring Kingdom. That will be taken from Daniel, the second chapter, 44th through the 45th verse, and First Thessalonians, the second chapter, 10 through 12, and Hebrews 12 through 28. And yours truly, Dr. Mary McCoy, will take you through a scroll through the Word of God. Well, come on, let's go before the throne of grace. The Bible says, what we do in word of deed, do it in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, today and every day, for giving us and allowing us another opportunity, another chance to come before you. And Lord, even as you have given us the opportunity to come before you, we come together and we ask you, Lord God, to have your way today in the lives of the thousands of people that will be listening to this broadcast. Lord God, touch their hearts. Lord, I ask thee, God, to give them insight. We ask thee, God, to give them revelation. We ask thee, God, to give them understanding. We ask thee, God, to give the interpretation. Lord, we ask thee, anointing, God, to fill of their heart and be upon them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And God, if there are some that are not saved today, Lord, at the end of this broadcast, let many give their lives unto you. And this we will praise and thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, you are listening to the Breakthrough Broadcast, And yes, we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to go immediately into our first subtopic, which will be will come from Dr. June Normeo. And she, again, will talk to us about Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel 2nd chapter 26 through the 30th, June Normeo.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. Good evening, Radio Land, and also to our panel. God bless you all. My topic today is Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And I'll be reading Daniel 2, 26 through 35, and it reads, "The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? David answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and thy vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. Verse 29, as of thee, O king, thy thought came into thy mind upon thy bed. What will come to pass hereafter? And he that revealed the secret make known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me of any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mightest know that thou art of thy heart. Thou, O king, sawest to behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out with thy hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Verse 35, then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken into pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer thresh floor, and the winds carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth." I read Daniel 2, verses 26 through 35, and talking about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, and God was using Nebuchadnezzar greatly. And during that time, one night before his dream, he was just pondering. He was just meditating on all the greatness, the things that God had bestowed upon him. He was wondering what was going to happen to these things. He said, if I die, what's going to happen to my kingdom? What was going to happen? And so during that dream, it really pondered him. He went to sleep, and he seen a statue. He seen a vision that he could not puzzle. It puzzled him. He could not figure it out. And so what he did was he called all the magicians. He called the magi. He called them to him and asked them, not only I want to tell me what this dream means, I want y'all to tell me what it was. What was it that dream? Then tell me what it means. He said, if you ain't able to do that, I'm going to destroy all of y'all, and including the magicians and the magi. Daniel, he happened to be in that group categorized too to be destroyed, him and his friends also. So what happened was the captain, Ariel, he called for Daniel, and he told him what was going to go on by the decree about the king Nebuchadnezzar going to kill everybody, all the astrologers, all the magi, all of them who could not interpret that dream. And then what happened, Daniel said, oh, let me talk. Give me a chance to talk to King Nebuchadnezzar. Let me get a chance to talk to him, and I'll be able to interpret his dream. So he was granted the opportunity to be able to talk to King Nebuchadnezzar. And he told King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, I'll be able to interpret that dream for you. You just give me time. And Daniel was just so sure himself, because one thing about Daniel had favor with man, and Daniel also had favor with God. Daniel was a man of prayer. And the same thing may happen in our lives. When we become in situations and circumstances that may be bestowed upon us in our life, the things we don't understand. It could be a dream, maybe something, it could be something just natural right before our eyes we don't understand. We have to have be in a place to be able to go to our God. He'll be able to reveal things to us. No, I don't know how he will do it, but he'll be able to do that. We have that kind of confidence in that because Daniel had that kind of confidence, and because he had that kind of relationship with God, he knew that God would answer his prayers. So he said, give me a chance, and I'll be able to reveal that dream, interpret that dream to you. And that's exactly what happened. God revealed that to Daniel. Not only when Daniel was given the opportunity, Daniel had his three friends. He told them also, he said, I want you all. He said, I want y'all to go before God. I want y'all to pray also. And ask God to give y'all the answer to the secret. He said, seek God for blessings and for mercy. He'll be able to restore the answer between y'all too. Because they was going to be destroyed also because that dream, that situation, that thing that troubled King Nebuchadnezzar, he said that was going to include Daniel to be destroyed, even Daniel's friends also. So Daniel told them, you pray, y'all pray also. Just like we as being Christian and believer, one could put 1,000 of flight, two could put 10,000. You get your prayer upon, you go before a woman, a man of God, who you know how to get a prayer through. So you know somebody who living worth something, they'll be able to get in contact with God. So David had asked them to go along to pray also, for God to answer that prayer. And God did answer the prayer for David. I mean, Daniel, God revealed that to Daniel, what was going to take place. And God was simply showing him, Daniel, the dream that what was going to take place in a latter time after Nebuchadnezzar's time, what was going to take place. And the reason for the dream was to show Nebuchadnezzar what was going to happen after his kingdom. Because a lot of times we feel that sometimes people think and we put people on pedestals, and not only we put people on pedestals, God put people in places as being people of authority, kings and over kingdoms and stuff, but God is able to bring people down at the appointed time. So God was going to show Nebuchadnezzar what was going to happen after the time, in the millennial time, the time when he was going to reveal all kingdoms. And so what happened was when Daniel revealed that dream, what was going to take place, when God revealed that dream to Daniel, he gave God the glory. He was telling God how great you are, God. You the one revealed all things to man. God, I praise you. You know all the secret things. He said, God, you know how to change the times and the season. He said, God, you know how to bring up and knew how to put down. He gave God all the praise. He said he praised God for that. And even when Daniel was revealed that revelation of that dream, he went back to his friends with him. He revealed that they got the answer to it also through Daniel. He let them know what it was. And that's how it is. When God bless us, we have to be a blessing to somebody else, because Daniel didn't go in to God alone just trying to get the answer through the prayer through. He also had enough confidence in his friends. He wanted them to go to God too. And then so when God revealed it to Daniel, he revealed to them also that God had answered them, answered his prayer and revealed what that mean. And so after that, they're just showing us how God will reveal things to us, even in secret time, and to let us know that no matter who is up, nobody's kingdom is higher than God's kingdom. I don't know who and how God may use anybody, everybody. He may use any man or woman of God greatly. He may use them mightily, but it's just a time and season for all things. And everything that will take place and transpire is for that appointed time. But through it all, we also know to give God the glory. Even Daniel, he was able to give God the glory for what he had done. And it also to show us that King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, it was only a prophecy about the king throughout history. And that statue that was seen, Nebuchadnezzar seen, that statue represented the future. And we have progressed through all the kingdoms, and now we are living in the end time of that same statue, we in the toe part of that statue. And that statue probably showed us that God's intervention into human affairs is coming soon, and we should be able to know that all the kingdoms will be destroyed. And then we wait on that last kingdom, that the last thing that will transpire on the prophecy of the timeline where we are now living. We are waiting for the greatness, the greatest event in history of humankind, that will overthrow all earthly powers and all formation in the kingdom. And that one we're waiting on, it will never be destroyed. And that one is coming is a return of Jesus Christ. But until then, every kingdom will be destroyed. And I leave you with Matthew 24:42. It says, watch therefore, for we know not the hour your Lord does come. We don't know when he's coming back. We may God have us here for a certain time to do what he called us to do, like he did Nebuchadnezzar. But as we do on it, we're going to deal with God calls us to do, somebody else with successor after will come after us. And it will be going on until we get to that last time. That's when Jesus will return in the latter days, the latter time we are now living in. But Jesus soon to turn. We ought to just do what God calls us to do and to pray and watch as well as pray. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normill. How exciting the Word of God is. How stirring the Word of God is. It gives us truly revelation of what God is saying to the men and women of God and what happened in four times and how God deals with man, even the greatness of man, no matter what position, no matter who you are, how God will reveal secrets unto his people. When I began in listening, reading the Word of God and listening as well to Dr. Normill, and what really kind of one of the things that touched my heart was that the man Nebuchadnezzar, how he as she shared with us the dream. Did you get that? How he had this dream, but yet he did not understand it. It wasn't for him to have clarity right then. It wasn't for him to have understanding of that dream. So guess what? As Dr. Normill said, he went to man. He didn't go to the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he went to man. He went to the sorcerers, he went to the magicians and astrologers to get the interpretation of the dream. But no, as she said, they was not able to interpret the dream. So he was looking to get something from them that they could not give. Have you ever looked at people and you had great expectations from them that you wanted them to do something for you, and yet they could not do it? Well, they're not God. They're not the Lord. They're not the Savior. They're not the Prince of Peace. They're not the Alpha and Omega. And when we look at the men there, the astrologers, no, they could not interpret it. God wasn't going to let them interpret the dream. And he even, as Dr. Norman said, he was going to destroy them. He was going to take their lives because he was so into what he had dreamed. It bothered him so much that and just because of the fact that they could not interpret it, he was going to kill them. And they wanted him to tell them the dream. Well, he didn't want them to tell them the dream. He wanted them to tell him the dream. Well, you know what? I thank God, because God is just showing his people. Now, you have to look at this, that we cannot look and run to the arms of flesh, because God is not going to reveal things through the arm of flesh. He would use, as he did Daniel, and I realized Daniel was flesh, but it was not given to the men that were not the men. The astrologers and magicians and all of them that was not of God, it wasn't for them to know the interpretation. But God had someone. God had a man of God. Just like God have women of God. God have people that he will reveal secrets to them. It was not for the king to know the secret. When God has orchestrated, he knew what he was going to do. And many things in our life when we don't even understand what God is going to do, but God knows what's going to do. He had Daniel. He had the man of God to come, as Dr. Norman said, and he was able to go before King Nebuchadnezzar. And I thank God, and when I was reading that, it seems like that when I began to look at it, even look at it again, how the king's men that he had sent to destroy the magicians, it was Daniel that came to him because he heard what they were going to do. But God revealed that to us as we read that this same man, he was taking credit, that he had found Daniel. No, Daniel heard, and Daniel came to him because he knew that God was going to reveal it to him. And that's how we, our dependence have to be on God, to know that our confidence and our trust and our faith is in God Almighty. And Daniel, he prayed. He seeked the face of God. He was in agreement, like Dr. Norman said. He was in agreement with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, with the men of God. And they prayed. And God revealed what the astrologers, the magicians, all the false prophets could not reveal to the king. Because God wanted them to know, hey, I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. God put a difference between that which is real and that which is counterfeit. So therefore, they couldn't make up anything to tell him because he had seen the dream. And only the person that had a real relationship with God was able to interpret the dream. So I hope you're walking. I hope you're listening. I hope you heard what the woman of God shared with you about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. God do reveal dreams to his people, and he still is revealing dreams to the people of God today, and he is still giving interpretations of the dream. So, come on, let's go to our next subtopic, which is rise and fall of kingdoms. We're going to be blessed and intrigued by Pastor Francina Shape, who is going to walk us through with the anointing and the power of the Lord, give us that revelation that God has given her through the Word of God from Daniel 2, 36, and 43. Francina Shape.
My topic today is the rise and fall of kingdoms, taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 2, verse 36 and 43. I'm going to be reading to you from the King James Version of the Bible. Verse 36, this is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. And this is Daniel talking to King Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 37, thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thy hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Verse 43, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in those days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all those kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Well, God was showing Daniel this revelation of what's going to happen in the future time. This is what you call a prophetic dream, what was going to happen in the future. And he was showing, God was showing King Nebuchadnezzar about all the rise of these kingdoms, the rise and fall of them. Well, the Bible says that God rules in the hearts of men, and that the kingdom is the Lord. That's what the scripture says in Psalm 22 and 18. And in Ezekiel 29 and 15, it says how you know, God was gonna rule in the hearts of men. And over in Isaiah chapter 9, the Lord was showing the prophet Isaiah about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus himself, and how he was going to set up this everlasting kingdom as he took those other kingdoms down, the rise and fall of those kingdoms. It says, "For unto us a child is born," Isaiah 9 and 6, "unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it." And so, you know, God was showing King Nebuchadnezzar all these kingdoms that were going to rise to power in and out different generations of time over the, you know, centuries and the millenniums. These kingdoms did not last. They rose up. And a lot of these kingdoms that rose up were very destructive kingdoms. They went about invading other kingdoms and taking people into slavery and killing people, men, women, and children. And they were ungodly kingdoms. They did not know God. And so God was showing King Nebuchadnezzar how he was. God raised him up to be a great king, and he gave him riches and different things, and he was over all these men and the beasts of the field, but even his kingdom was going to come to an end. And so all these kingdoms rose to power in their time, but then at a certain time their kingdom fell. But the Lord was showing King Nebuchadnezzar there was coming a kingdom that was going to last forever, and this kingdom, it was going to be in the hearts of men. Because, you know, the disciples asked the Lord, "Lord, tell us when the kingdom is going to come." And he told them, "The kingdom is going to be within you." And so God was showing King Nebuchadnezzar all your kingdom. He showed him his kingdom, told him about his kingdom, and all these other kingdoms that were going to rise up and then fall. They rose up and they fell, these kingdoms. They did not last. They fell. And God rules in the hearts of men, and he raised up kings, and he take them down. And so he was showing King Nebuchadnezzar in his dream all these things that were going to happen. Because King Nebuchadnezzar was the type of king, he didn't acknowledge God, that God had raised him up. He looked upon himself as some great king. And he did not acknowledge God, you know, and God took the kingdom from him. And God was showing him how all these kingdoms had rose up at one time and in power. And I was a history buff, and, you know, in high school, and I studied about all these different kingdoms and their rule. And so you had the rise of the Persian kingdom and the Medo-Persian kingdom, and then you had the rise and fall of the Alexander the Great, his kingdom. He divided and conquered, but his kingdom did not last. It ends. So his was the Greek kingdom that went forth, conquering and devouring. And so all these kingdoms, and then the Roman Empire kingdom, they went about devouring and destroying. And so all these kingdoms rose up. And if you look at World War II and on, Napoleon Bonaparte, all these different dictators, they rose up, divided and conquered all over the land. But their kingdom did not last. Their kingdom fell. because God rules in the hearts of men. And so God was showing King Nebuchadnezzar, you know, I bless you with all these riches and powers. You didn't acknowledge me, and so I'm going to take the kingdom from you, and there's other kingdoms that are going to rise up after you, but they're not going to last. And so God's kingdom came, and his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom because it rules in the hearts of people who surrender themselves to him. And so we that have surrendered our lives to him and let him take control, he's ruling in our hearts. His kingdom is within us, in our heart. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so that's what God wants to do. His kingdom shall never end. It's an everlasting kingdom, and he is King of kings and Lord of lords. And so this is what this story in Daniel is telling us about this great king, Nebuchadnezzar, showing him what was going to take place in the world and world events and wars and rumors of wars and all these rise of these different kings and their fall. And so as my topic says, it's about the rise and fall of kingdoms. Kingdoms that men have made in the earth. But those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ, he wants to come and live in our hearts and rule and reign in our hearts and change us. And his kingdom has no end. It's an everlasting kingdom. And I'm so glad I'm yielding to him daily to let him rule and take control of my life, my heart. He is so good to surrender your life to Jesus. And let him be the king and lord of your life. And his kingdom shall never end. It's an everlasting kingdom. It's not like these kingdoms of the earth. They did not last. They rose up, but they fell. And this topic, as it says, is the rise and fall of kingdoms. But let Jesus Christ come and rule in your heart, and let his kingdom take place within you. I'm turning it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Pastor Shakes. What an awesome discussion on the rise and the fall of kingdoms. Yes, they are temporary. They are not here for permanency. They're not here to be here forever. The only kingdom that will endure is the kingdom of God. That's why the Word of God tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these other things will be added unto us. No, Nebuchadnezzar, his kingdom, things that he had, they were only temporary. The things, the other kings that rose up after him, they were only temporary. The things that we have in the sea and our positions and the places that we work and the places that we states and places that we live, they're only temporary. But we are looking for an everlasting kingdom. We believe in God as the Word of God tell us about this everlasting kingdom, about Christ enduring our kingdom. Now that will take us to our next discussion, which is Christ's enduring kingdom, which is taken from Daniel the second chapter, the 45th and the 44th and the 45th verse. And it reads, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure." So we see what God shared with King Nebuchadnezzar. Kanaza. It was a sure dream. It was not just a person of a king having a dream that it was not going to come to pass, but it was a dream that certainly was going to happen in the future and certainly was going to, the interpretation that God had given Daniel was that which the king had seen while he was asleep, that he did not realize or understand what God was showing him in the dream. Have you not ever been asleep and you see things in your sleep of dream, and maybe you don't quite understand what you have seen in the dream? But you know what? God is a revealer of dreams. He will give you the interpretation. He will show you what he was saying, even when you don't understand and did not understand at the beginning. But God, he will do this. And not only that, by Nebuchadnezzar not actually being a man of God. He was a man that ruled others, one that was even threatened to put the astrologers and musicians, he was going to put them to death because of the fact that they could not interpret the dream that God had shown him in his sleep. But as I said before, there was a man that God had in place. It wasn't the astrologer. It wasn't that witchcraft person. It was God who was going to show Nebuchadnezzar, and not only him, but those that all around about him, the realness of God. He wanted to let them know that there is no trickery in God, that there is a true and there is a living God. And that is, he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the living God. So when we live in the day today, we have to realize through the word of God. See, it didn't come through, it did not come to the king through a non-believer, but it came through a believer. Daniel was that believer. He didn't know at first what God had shown the king. But in intercession, in prayer, God made known to Daniel the dream, he and those that was with him, because he wanted them to pray as well. I tell you today that God is a revealer of dreams. One may sit up high, one may look down low, but that person that look down on another, that person that have the riches and have the wealth in their lives, it's only temporary. There is a place that God has already said that he was going to go away and he was going to prepare a place for us. So we don't have to be discouraged on what we see and how things look in our lives, how things look on the outskirts of man in our world, because we have to realize that God has all power in his hand. Yes, there are some evil rulers in the land. There are some people that don't believe God. They're living according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. God offered us, the believers, a powerful cure for negative feelings towards the government. Many people today have a negative feeling towards our government. But the government is not God. We have to remember that the people are not God, that we are not bowing down to the government. So we are bowing down before God, because the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way. He said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin, and he said that he will heal the land. So we don't have to worry about wickedness in high places, but we pray for the people that are out of place with God. We pray for the people that don't have a knowledge of him. We pray that God will say, we pray that God will turn their heart unto him, that God would give them a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. Like Nebuchadnezzar, he had the heart of man. He didn't get what he wanted. He was going to destroy the astrologers. They wasn't clean. They didn't have clean hands. But yet, that let you know and see the heart of man. When we look at the parade of human history, all it has stood for, when you think about it, it stands for vanity, wealth, power, military strength, which will be made useless. We thank God for especially for the United States of America. We thank God for our president, for the vice president, those that are in office. We pray for them. We pray for the Democrats. We pray for the Republicans. We pray for the Tea Party. We pray for mankind. We pray for those that are not saved and those that need Christ and to know that there is a enduring kingdom and that what the life and that we live today and the time that we live in today, that's only a temporary stand. That's only temporary existence. But we need to prepare for the ever-enduring kingdom where it's not going to be need of military strength. It's not going to be need in the operation of wealth because God already told us in Revelation what God has for us that believe we're going to be experiencing walking on the streets of gold. And we're going to be able to look at the pearly gates and all of these things that God has for us. So we're not looking for the temporary. We thank God for the things that we have. You know, but we are looking to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Therefore, as we compare the now with the yet to come, the only wise response is to live now with the future of eternity in view. Live now. Live now with the future of eternity in our view. Not we're making the now eternity, because it's not. But we can look for a new heaven and a new earth. We can look for God for giving us that place that he has prepared for us, for the believer, those that believe him. Well, the Apostle Paul wrote of living worthy of God, and that's what God wants us to do, is to live worthy of him, who has called us into his kingdom and his glory. We have to live worthy is marked by devotion to God and doing what is right, not sometimes, but every day of our life, we have to do what is right. And we have to be God pleasers, not men pleasers. You see what happened to Nebuchadnezzar men, when they didn't please him, he was going to take them out. He was going to destroy the astrologers and all of these magicians and all these people that supposed to be in the know. But God let them know that, you know, you're not in the know. I mean, you don't know what I have for man. You don't know what I'm about to do. And you don't know what the mind of Christ. The only way we're going to know that is that God, through his word, and that God give us revelation and understanding of his word. But, you know, the world not going to understand that. They're not going to know this because it's like Greek. You ever tried to read Greek? and you don't have any understanding whatsoever of never spoken, never learned Greek, and you may see things, but yet there is totally no understanding. We live in a fallen world. It is doomed to destruction. I mean, you got to understand this. Just like God was letting Nebuchadnezzar know, his empire, the things that he has, it wasn't going to be his forever. It's not going to be anybody else forever. But with God's help, our lives can reflect the holy, eternal nature of the one whose kingdom will endure forever. The word of God says, heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of the word of God will fail. Last 2 points. Unlike human power, Christ's kingdom will be unshakable. Can you understand that? I mean, it's not going to be, things on this earth is unshakable. Things are going to fall down. Buildings are going to be destroyed. Life's going to be taken. But the kingdom of God, the work of God, it will endure forever. The kingdom of God will endure forever. And only Christ's kingdom is worthy of our hope, our trust, our commitment. But it alone will endure. And as citizens of Christ's kingdom, we are to be so thankful and to worship our King. He is worthy of our worship. He made the way for us to be part of his eternal kingdom and will replace this sinful, filled world. I hope that you have walked. I hope that through this discussion of the Word of God today, have opened up your eyes, have given you a vision of God's purpose for us, for his people, for sinners, for those that are looking for hope. The only hope that we have, the only life that we can live that will endure forever is Christ's plan, for Christ's word. Because certainly the word of God tells us that flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. This flesh is temporary. Life is temporary. But eternal life is just what it says. It's everlasting. It's eternal. So we want to thank God today for the topic, Christ's everlasting kingdom. Christ's everlasting kingdom. We would like to take this time to thank Dr. June Normio. Dr. June Normio talked to us so beautifully about Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Pastor Francina Shanks gave us illumination of the Word of God from the topic Rise and Fall of Kingdom. And then our last topic was yours truly, Dr. Mary McCoy, came from the book of Daniel. And that topic was Christ's enduring kingdom, Daniel the second chapter, 44 through that 45th, and 1 Thessalonians 2:10-12, and Hebrews 12-28. We would like to thank God for the women of God today that God is using for the upbuilding of his kingdom and for tearing down the strongholds of the enemy. We're going to ask Dr. Normio to pray for those that are in our audience today that are not saved, that do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. She's going to give the invitation to life. And then right after that, we're going to have Pastor Francina Shane. She's going to pray for those that have infirmities in their bodies and you need a healer. Now, you may know someone that needs healing. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing by the word of God. You've heard the word of God today. You see the work of God being manifested. Even in the Old Testament, we see God moving a great and a mighty way. So we're going to ask Dr. June Normill to please pray for those of you that have not received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day, God. We thank you, God, for those you have allowed, God, to hear this broadcast today, God. We thank you, God, for your word that penetrated, God, to the ears, God, and the hearts of those, God, who have realized, God, even though your kingdom lasts forever, God, that they need to be saved. They have not received you, God, as many Lord and King, God, and they Savior, God. Right now, God, and those who are hearing my voice, all you have to do is just repent. The Bible says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. All you have to do is say, God, I realize I'm a sinner. I don't want to be a sinner, God. Say, God, I believe that you died and God, Jesus has raised you from the dead, and Jesus is sitting right now on the right hand of God, interceding for me. And God, I thank you, God, for forgiving me of my sins. I thank you, God, for just receiving me as your child. And I thank you, God, for just filling me with the Holy Spirit to give me the power to live right, to walk right, to talk right. And I live the best that I know how. And say, God, I thank you, God, for being able to be your child, God, and to live in your everlasting kingdom, God, because your word declare, God, that for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And we thank you, God, for those that have given life to you, God, that they are having a Holy Ghost part in heaven, God. The angels are rejoicing, God, because someone has given their life to you, God. We thank you, God, we have the opportunity to live in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
At this time, we're going to go to Pastor Francina Shanks, and she is going to talk to, she's going to pray with those that have infirmities in their bodies and need to be healed. God is a healer. Pastor Shanks.
Father God, I know you hear me. You say you'll never leave me or forsake me, and I bring the people before you, Father God, asking you to touch their bodies and heal them of all sicknesses and diseases and infirmities in their body. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, I ask you to touch every person that is bound with infirmity, Lord, in their legs and their knees, Lord. Arthritis, I bind and rebuke arthritis, and I loose the healing virtue of Jesus Christ upon everyone that's suffering with arthritis. I want to ask you to lay your hands on that part of your body where you have an arthritis, beloved. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus Christ is touching you right now with his healing virtue. Father God, in Jesus' name, I bind and rebuke migraine headaches. There's many that are suffering with migraine headaches. Father God, in Jesus' name, I rebuke the migraine headaches in Jesus' name. And I loose the healing anointing of Jesus Christ upon the people who are suffering with migraine headaches. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, in Jesus' name, go into their bodies, Lord. I pray for those that have a heart condition, heart problems. Lay your hands on your chest over your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command every heart muscle, every vein, every artery that is clogged to be clear and loose in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive your healing. Believe it and confess it and say out of your mouth, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. It's already done. Take your healing, confess it, believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth and keep saying it over and over again, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're healing the people today. And to God be the glory. I give you all the glory and the honor, Father. And I turn it back over to Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank you for once again tuning in to the Breakthrough broadcast. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and your coming out. This has been Dr. Mary Nepokoi, the broadcast panel. Make it a God-blessed day.